or avoid social situations entirely. They experience deep fear of being humiliated or judged for anything they may say or do, and even what they wear. While some people who suffer from social anxiety are shy, it is not the case with everyone. Statistics show that only approximately 50% of people who have social anxiety claim to be shy. Oftentimes, people with social anxiety want to participate and be able to talk and have lasting, meaningful relationships, but their fear of humiliation and thoughts of anxiety inhibit their ability. They also feel very negatively towards their anxious feelings, continually mentally berating themselves when they experience their symptoms. Living with social anxiety can also mean other mental disorders as well, such as depression, drugs or alcohol addiction, and eating disorders. Shyness is actually considered a character trait. Most people who are shy do not consider it a bad thing about themselves. These people do experience anxiety and worry about saying or doing the wrong things, but while it does inhibit their behavior somewhat, they are able to maintain a steady mood without the loop of irrational and negative thoughts. Shy people tend to get past their social concerns once they become more familiar with their surroundings. While being shy is not the same as social anxiety, shyness can evolve into social anxiety under the right conditions. Allowing your shyness to keep you from joining in on new things, letting your focus fall on thinking negative, and withdrawing from your circle of friends nurtures the conditions under which you will begin suffering from social anxiety. Additionally, having unrealistic expectations or drawing irrational conclusions about an upcoming event could exacerbate your shyness and transform it into social anxiety. Going into a situation expecting to be rejected or focusing too intensely on your anxious reaction will only serve to make it a self-fulfilling prophecy and a feeling of failure afterward. Biologically speaking, social anxiety was necessary for prehistoric days when living outside of a tribe meant, essentially, death. In the civilizations where everyone contributed their skills and were a part of a tribe's culture for hunting, gathering, and homesteading, being strange or too quiet meant that a person was often avoided or even cast out of a tribe. Being conscious of one's thoughts, actions, and words were important in keeping one's tribe. Tribes also had to be able to communicate with one another in order to grow and not die out, so they had to be aware of what would make members of other tribes shun them. Therefore, it makes sense that social anxiety has prehistoric roots. Because of these roots and the amount of time it takes to evolve traits in humans, social anxiety and shyness are an inherent part of our genetics. The feelings we get of anxiety or shyness in new or stressful situations is set off by what's called the fight or flight response. The intuitive reaction your mind automatically engages when you are faced with scary situations. The fight response makes you want to stand your ground and face down what is in front of you. The flight response makes you want to remove yourself from the situation immediately so as to avoid the inevitable danger that set off the response. For most people, this response is programmed properly and does not activate during innocuous situations such as a new study group or, say, a blind date. However, in some cases, the fight or flight is set off in the face of these same situations. These are not feelings that you can just force down. It is something that you have to work on to retrain your brain to recognize the anxious signals and head off the automatic fear response. Your mind's reflex is to react adversely when you are confronted with a situation that makes you uncomfortable socially. In order to be able to overcome what is holding you back, you have to first become aware of what is triggering the reaction, then work to mitigate the negativity associated with it. When someone makes statements like, "Don't overthink it," or "Don't be silly, you're fine," or even, "It's all in your head," you don't have anything to worry about. You can pretty well know that they have not experienced shyness or social anxiety. They don't understand how hard it is for you to simply show up to a gathering and keep an expression besides abject fear or unyielding stress on your face. They don't comprehend how courageous you are just to be out there, facing the fear that makes your mind reflexively try to fight or flee. There are also cases of a chemical imbalance in the brain. The chemical in the brain, called serotonin, manages the regulation of moods and emotional reaction. In cases of social anxiety, the production of serotonin in the brain has found to be either dampened or grossly underproduced.